I hear people say all the time, well, I'm just waiting on God to do something. Man, I'm looking at 66 clips of word right here, amen, that shows he's done a lot of stuff, amen. And he said the things that I did, he said, I'm looking for you to do something, amen. I'm looking for you, amen, that ain't done nothing, amen, that got saved one day, amen. You're drying up like an old dry apple, amen, saying, I'm just looking for God to move, amen. God looking for you to get up and grab a hold of the movement, amen, that he's grabbed a hold of you, amen. Do you hear me? Stop making excuses, amen, waiting for pastor, some leader, amen, or these that are going to other places, or Terry to go. I'm glad he's called. No, we're all called to do that, amen. When he said go, he didn't say go and put about 15 asterisks on there and say, if you feel like it, amen. He said go, amen.
In the darkness, where everything is unknown, I face the power of sin on my own.
Message. It's the blood of Jesus. Amen. I hear people say all the time that that we live in this postmodern world. Amen. That you can't see people get saved with just the gospel. Amen. But my Bible says, amen, that through the foolishness of preaching the gospel, amen, that he saves the lost.
He said that I could come into his presence without fear, into the holy place where his mercy hovers. Is calling. He said his grace would cover me. His blood will flow freely. It will provide the healing. I'm running to the mercy seat.
Whatever it is, but he's called all of us, amen, to get out, amen, to begin to take his gospel to a lost and dying world. It's time to tap into that reservoir of life, amen, into that wellspring, amen, and begin to shake up some things for the kingdom. I was out ministering one time in the French Quarter, amen, came upon a young lady that was a tarot card reader and began to sit down and talk to her. And, she was hungry, so we gave her something to eat. Sat down there with her. She was expecting a baby, so my daughter and I actually was the ones that went over and began to talk to her and asked if we could pray for her. And I said, well, how'd you get into this anyway? She said, well, this is what my mom did. Perpetuated from generation to generation. But we got to pray for her, amen, because somebody had got there first. Because as we were, as charismatics and Pentecostals, the spirit-filled people, were having a good time in church, amen, there was a world out there going to hell in a handbasket. And we were thinking, if we can just build it bigger, they'll come. If we can just do it better than the church down the street, they'll come. If we can just shout a little louder or look a little happier or smell a little sweeter, they'll come. But brother, they never did come.
They never did come.
According to the World Health Organization, every single 24 hours in the world, 180,000 people die. That's 25 people every single second that die. That's 25 people every single second that die.
We're
all called to do that, amen.
Come running to the mercy. Come
running. According to Matthew chapter 7, amen, there's a wide gate that leads to destruction. We know most of those people don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. So think about that. There went 25 people, just went straight to hell, forever separated from God. There's 50. There's 75. There's somebody's aunt. There's a cousin. There's a friend. There's that guy that used to wait on you that seemed like such a nice person, but he didn't know Jesus. There's 150 people that are going to perish forever outside the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because the church, amen, has been too busy. There's 200 people right there that are totally separated from God for eternity. And they're wondering why, amen, with all the churches in this nation, all the people, amen, that proclaim God, but all these people, amen, that are caught up in this spiritual identity theft. There went 25 people, just went straight to hell, forever separated from God. How will they know unless we preach? How can we preach unless we're sent? There's 500 people, 525, 550. Charles Spurgeon said, if sinners be damned, he said, at least let them, at the very least. He said, let them leap to hell over our bodies. He said, let them go with our arms around their knees. He said, let no one go there unwarned or unprayed for. He's called all of us, amen, to get out, amen, and begin to take his gospel to a lost and dying world.